And we'll move on to MCILS Commissioner Robert Cummins. Good morning.
Good morning, and distinguished members of the committee. I'm new to Maine. I was licensed here 6 years ago after spending 5 or so decades involved in the representation of indigents, both in state and federal court. I considered it a great privilege to be appointed to this commission. I'll simply emphasize something that has probably less to do with the OPEGA report and more to do with our state's mandate that we provide efficient, high-quality legal representation to indigents as articulated in the statute. I'm somewhat surprised, and I don't mean to sound pejorative, but I'm somewhat surprised that there weren't questions from this committee when Justin articulated as a premise for his presentation that Maine is not complying with the Sixth Amendment, and that we are, as a commission, unable to fulfill our statutory duties. That's been a problem in Maine for decades. The focus on efficiency is wonderful, but it's less important, in my judgment, than the mandate to represent the indigent with quality services, with the necessary funds to investigate. The lawyers who have generously volunteered their services to assist the indigent in this state are grossly underpaid. The hourly rate is embarrassment. The lack of funding for forensic and ancillary services in a particular criminal case are woefully deficient. So it seems anomalous to me to discuss the financial aspects of a commission's performance when the task of the commission is so woefully underfunded that it becomes a serious question as to whether or not Maine, the executive, legislative, and judicial branches are really committed to provide the kinds of services our indigents require. I'm assuming very few of the people on this this Zoom network have been arrested. I assume that very few people on this Zoom network have been charged with a crime and had to go to trial. I've been doing this stuff for 6 decades. I've seen it function in an efficient fashion with meager funds in other circumstances. I've never seen a system so deficient in terms of assuring compliance with the Sixth Amendment as obtains here in Maine. It's an embarrassment. And Representative Kime raised a question. Are there any specific things that can be done? There sure are. In our budget proposal, we requested funding for a pilot project for public defender service in Kennebec County. That's been rejected. The bottom line from my perspective, putting aside the inability to deal, well, my interest is less in the ability to account for funds and so forth. I'm not a financial guy. I'm a trial lawyer. We need to restructure and reform the representation of indigents in the state of Maine. We need the funds to do that. We need the support of the judicial, executive, and legislative branches to do that. We need the support of the organized bar to do that. And to date, regrettably, and from my perspective, after spending 60 years of my life and doing this sort of stuff, it ain't happening, and it's got to happen. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Cummins. Are there questions or comments from the committee? Seeing none, thank you, Commissioner.